Blackstone Audio presents Rabbit Cake by Annie Hartnett. This book is read by Katie Shore. To my parents, you are both very good rabbits. On my 10th birthday, 6 months before she sleepwalked into the river, Mom burned the rabbit cake. 10 might not be a great year for you, she said, squeezing my shoulder. I couldn't tell if she was kidding. The rabbit's face and ears were charred black. Mom always said we needed a cake to mark every new beginning, and whether it was a birthday or a first day of school or a new moon, rabbits mean good luck to a new start. A rabbit cake is baked in a two-sided aluminum mold, producing a three-dimensional cake. That's the miracle of it. The cake stands up on its own, on its four paws. If the frosting job is done right, it looks like you are eating a real cottontail, one that hasn't even been skinned. Why don't you bake another? I asked. I didn't want 10 to be worse than 9. You like burnt toast? Mom shrugged. I was happy that after Mom covered it with a thick layer of white cream cheese icing fur, I couldn't see the blackened parts. Mom let me help decorate, and we used red hots for the eyes. He's a New Zealand white, I announced. A New Zealand white is a medium-sized albino rabbit. They are from Mexico, not New Zealand, and companies test makeup on them. My little research assistant, Mom said, when I showed her the pictures of the rabbits with sore-crusted eyes. Sometimes I wondered if Mom really liked animals, even though she had taught me a lot about them and she was the one who brought home Boomer.